You are listening to the Otherworldly Oracle official podcast, a Burning Hallows production. We are your otherworldly hosts, Kitty Fields and
Alora Rain.
If you like what you're hearing, hit that subscribe button to be notified of future episodes. Head over to patreon.com/burninghallows to grab your exclusive Book of Shadows pages to go along with our episodes. Pay a visit to otherworldlyoracle.com to learn more about witchcraft and to check out some brand new listings for custom grimoires and otherworldly wares. And don't forget to grab your tarot reading or custom candle on Alora's website at alorarain.com. Now on to the show.
A hot topic in the news lately is the downfall of some of Hollywood's biggest stars. Within the past few years, we've seen the likes of Epstein, Weinstein, and R. Kelly get their comeuppance, and the evils of Hollywood continue to reveal themselves. In more recent days, the release of Quiet on the Set has spurned another outrage in revealing the evils of children's television programming. And the breaking news this week when Diddy's mansions were raided. We felt it was only necessary to discuss the evils of Hollywood in this season's Witchy News Special Edition. So grab your cuppa and settle in for a bumpy ride through the Hollywood hills. Disclaimer. This episode will be a bit different from the norm and will include topics that some might find disturbing, including discussions around SA, child abuse, violence, adult language, and substance abuse. These topics may be inappropriate for people under the age of 18. Listener discretion is advised.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. This is going to be, I think, different for OO. For Otherworldly Oracle, yes. But I feel like it'll be a good one.
Yeah, I think so.
Good as in it will give us a lot to talk about. Not good as in what's actually happening, but you know what I mean.
Right. Yes, I got you.
Okay. So have you heard, other than me talking about it, have you read anything about the newest with Diddy's mansions getting raided this week?
No. And I'll tell you that I specifically avoided reading anything.
Really?
Yep. Because I knew we were going to do this. So I was like, I'm going to save it. So I'll be really surprised.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay, so fill me in.
All right. So there's been a lot of talk, rumors, things going around online for a while now about Diddy, but because he's had a few lawsuits come up against him, I believe civil lawsuits. Basically, so he had one lawsuit that was brought against him from his ex-girlfriend. She's the singer Cassie, if you've ever heard of her.
Okay.
She had a couple like hits, not anything huge, but she dated him for some years. And after they broke up, she brought a big lawsuit against him for abuse, basically. In addition to her, Diddy's ex-coworker, colleague, he was a producer at Diddy's label or a co-producer, also brought a lawsuit against him stating basically similar offenses. And in addition, claiming that there's some trafficking going on. Some human That's trafficking.
Not good. That's not good.
No. And so since those lawsuits have come into play, there's been a lot more speculation as to Diddy's past, how all of these people that have been around him have turned up dead over the years. I mean, obviously, Diddy has not been convicted of any of these things, but you know, there's a lot of speculation going on. So when two of his mansions were raided this past Monday, now it's like, obviously we know there's some kind of probable cause and why the judge signed the warrant, right? Where they go in and search the place and confiscate his electronics and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
So he has not been charged or arrested yet. So it should be stated he is innocent until proven guilty, obviously, in the United States. But there is a lot of stuff coming up about him and the way he treats people like things, essentially.
I have heard a couple of things just on the peripheral about this, and it doesn't have to do with, well, it does, but it doesn't. So it actually has to do with people associated with him. I have heard one of the girls that he dated, slept with, I don't remember exactly, was actually the mother to 50 Cent's kid.
Correct.
And 50 Cent has filed for full custody.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
So I
think
heard about
that's,
that.
yeah, that's pretty new as well. And the new part of that is that supposedly she was on Diddy's payroll for sexual acts.
Right.
Like he had a stipend for these sex workers, essentially.
Right. Yes, I did hear about that.
Yeah.
And I also heard something about Cat Williams and how he predicted that this was going to happen.
Yes. And 50 Cent has been talking trash about Diddy for I don't know how long.
Ever.
But okay. And so I just want it to be known that I'm not. Me personally, I'm not like faulting people that are sex workers or in that type of world. I'm not here to judge that part of it. But I think where it goes wrong for me is when there's talk of underage individuals being victims and things of this nature in Hollywood, which a lot of this episode is going to be about, and why I felt like it was only right to call it the evils of Hollywood.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Because if you're an adult and you have the ability to make certain decisions, then I can't fault you for that. But I think that there's also some accusations that, a lot of these big stars, and especially Diddy, he's like worth $1 billion, obviously uses his power and fame and money to frighten people into getting what he wants out of them. And that's wrong too, obviously. But it's kind of nice. This is terrible, maybe, of me to say, but I feel like it's nice to see that even people who are so rich and so powerful and, have all this fame and glory, it's nice to see them get what's coming to them,
I just had this handed to me by my husband. I'm going to read it. So this is from the civil complaint documents. It's and 50 Cent put it on Instagram, actually. It says Mr. Combs had hidden cameras in every room of his home, has recordings of several celebrities, artists, music label executives, and athletes engaging in illegal activity. These individuals were recorded without their knowledge and consent. Mr. Combs possesses compromising footage of every person who has attended his freak-off parties and his house parties.
Oh, wow.
So.
So do they, I wonder, do the police have access to that
I don't know. Well, they would now, but
now?
that's why they
Because,
raided his house. But you know what's
yeah.
funny, though? You
Yeah.
know what's funny about that, though? It's like, why are they going so hard? Because he can expose everybody else. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. My husband and I were wondering if there's somebody else who's in power who's had enough of his crap or like, he's on the outs with, and so they decided to take him down, kind of a thing
Well,
behind the scenes,
if he has compromising video footage of other people in power. Well, that
True.
explains that,
That
doesn't
does.
it?
You're right. Yeah, absolutely. Oh boy. So I feel like for me, I don't know if you were like this growing up, but since I'm an elder millennial, not to date myself, we sort of, looking at Hollywood stars and singers and that kind of lifestyle, it was everyone's, I don't want to say it was everyone's dream, but everybody looked up to it. Like that's, you know, it was pushed on us kind of, that's the life, right? That's, you have money, yeah. You have fame, you have this and that. And now it's like, as I've gotten older, I'm really happy. Not that I ever would have been a part of that, but you know what I'm saying? I look back and I go, oh no, hell no. I'm glad I never did anything like that. And I'm not wrapped up in any of that craziness.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So the other part of this whole rap world industry craziness with, you know, the accusations of the trafficking and the crazy parties at Diddy's mansion, that there's underage people potentially involved, or that's what people are saying, at least. There's conspiracy theories that there's basically a ring of people in Hollywood that are, you know, this is something that they all do, basically, right? I don't want to say Illuminati, but I mean, that's a part of one of the conspiracy theories, right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. I honestly haven't done any research to see if Diddy's been accused of being a part of the Illuminati or even, I don't know enough about that, like conspiracy theory. But I have seen the crazy videos, not all of them, but some of them where it's like, oh, you have to sacrifice someone in order to get a record deal, and which kind of plays into the whole, who is it that we talked about at the crossroads, that what's his name? Robert?
Oh,
Johnson, right? Robert Johnson.
I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Okay. We talked about it in our crossroads episode. And basically it's the idea that in order to.
Yeah. Robert Johnson.
Thank you. Yeah. Robert Johnson. In order to become famous or to acquire a certain talent or to acquire riches, that you go to the crossroads and you give something in exchange for whatever it is that you're seeking, talent or riches. And so that kind of theme is supposedly carried over into the rap industry. That's the conspiracy, at least. I'm not saying that that's true, but it's just interesting to think about all this, especially all this stuff that's coming to light lately. And it just, to me, it's like, I don't know. I don't think it's one or two people, because obviously we've also seen Epstein and Weinstein and R. Kelly, and how many other people have gotten in trouble for this, all the same abuse and stuff in the past few years, a ton.
Yeah.
It seems to be a pattern. And I don't know if it's an organized thing, you know what I mean? But it could be.
Mm.
They're into some weird shit, okay?
Yeah.
At least, at the bare minimum. At the worst, they're very sick individuals, right? So the next part to this, moving on from Diddy, because again, we don't even know if he's truly guilty. There's just, this is all speculation, and I guess we'll find out more as the days go on, right?
I guess so.
So the next big thing, the hot topic right now, is the documentary Quiet on Set. And this, have you looked into this at all, Allura?
No, and I don't even think that we have access to it here.
It's on, for anyone who hasn't seen it, who may want to watch it, I think you can access it. You can watch it on Max, or I want to say it's Investigative Discovery Channel, which I think you can get through cable and YouTube TV. Anyway, Quiet on Set is a documentary that's come out about specifically the problems on Nickelodeon. Starting in the years when we were sort of young, Allura, but mainly, I think it was a little bit after our time. So I would say late 90s, like into the early 2000s is the time period. Do you remember the show? I think it was called Amanda Bynes. Do you remember her?
Yes.
So she's brought up quite a bit in the documentary because she was such a big star and she got her start on all that. So the documentary is mainly about there's some inappropriate content that the producers were allowing on all that they were allowing to be written into the scripts, that just not appropriate for children to be saying on the television, sexual type innuendos and jokes and things that apparently these grown men thought were funny when, again, it's inappropriate. And that's kind of the least of it, because then it goes into how certain cast members became accused and then convicted of child abuse and child endangerment charges, like while they were working in Nickelodeon.
And they weren't fired?
Oh yeah, they were fired. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just strange that there was two of them working on the set of all that, you know, at the same time. And then the one guy who was, I think his name is Brian Peck. He went to jail. And then, first of all, he only spent 16 months in jail, which I think is absolutely absurd for what he did to this 15-year-old child star at the time. And directly after he got out of prison, he went back to Hollywood and Disney hired him on the set of Cody, The Sweet Life of Cody and Zach. And apparently Disney didn't know any of this about him. And then 2 months later, they found it out and fired him. It's crazy. It's the documentary is really eye-opening, and I feel like it will ruin Nickelodeon for a lot of people who are millennials who watched a lot of Nickelodeon back in the day.
Mm.
Yeah, but there's so many stars, child stars from all that show who are on this documentary that are saying, you know, this happened and it was wrong. It made me feel uncomfortable and all these different, just really serious accusations. But I think the worst of it is definitely the two men who were convicted of a child SA and things of that nature. And it makes you wonder, this is where I'm getting to. It makes you wonder, or maybe not wonder, but it kind of, for me, it connects the dots with why so many child stars have so many problems as they're growing up.
Yeah, I mean,
again, speculation. I mean, we could just say it's from all of the attention and things, but who knows what was actually going on for some of these kids.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, like, I think any kid that is exposed to that world is going to have problems.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just not a normal childhood.
Right. Absolutely. But I think in addition to that, you know, there's evidence that other things are going on. Like, for instance, even talking about, you know, who Corey Haim is,
yep, right?
When he and Corey Feldman became friends, he had mentioned how there was some abuse going on with him, but he mentioned it so casually to Corey Feldman that Corey Feldman looked at him and was like, dude, that's not normal. You know, I don't know if anything happened to Lindsay Lohan, but just her dramatic downfall from child stardom. And we have the Olsen twins who had some rough patches in there. I don't even know if they're still in a rough patch or not. I mean, the list could go on and on. Brittany, I'm sorry, but she's not doing well. I don't mean to laugh about it, but it's like, I was all for free Brittany because I felt bad for her under this conservatorship and everything. But the girl, if anybody watches her Instagram, something's not right. I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is, could there be an evil organization in Hollywood that is trafficking people and taking advantage of people for their pleasure, gratification, whatever? Yeah, I believe there could be. But I mean, I do think some of the conspiracy theories get out of control, though.
Yeah, I've heard one that Britney's already dead.
Oh,
like,
come on.
Yeah. And her Instagram's just a doppelganger. So I don't even remember how the whole thing goes, but yeah, that's one of them.
Okay. So I guess the other part of this is the other part of the big conspiracy theory is that, and this is not to, first of all, I just want to say, I'm not trying to slam the Church of Satan or Satanism or anything like that. I'm just repeating what the conspiracy theory is. There's a theory that this evil organization in Hollywood are also devil or Satan worshipers, right? Or they worship some dark god that requires them to sacrifice people and do all of these terrible things.
So knowing what we know,
right,
I think that we would classify that as more Luciferianism than Satanism, for one.
Yeah, and it could be, but I know that there's also some Luciferian people out there that might get a message about that, you know? So,
well, it's closer to Luciferianism than Satanism, for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. So if I had to say that that was like a thing out there, I would just go with cult of some kind, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't know who they're worshiping or what they're doing. I don't know that that is the truth or if there's any truth behind that, but I don't discount it. I don't exclude it from the realm of possibility because I'm the kind of person I think anything is truly possible.
Yeah.
And I don't know. When it comes to like good and evil, I don't think human beings are all one or the other. I think we've had this conversation in the past. I think everyone can ride the line between both, right? At any given time.
Absolutely.
However, I actually do believe that people can have spirit attachments and that those spirits can kind of take over that person's judgment. So there's that side of it as well.
Possible.
Yeah. It's a possibility. I'm not saying that that's what's happening, but sometimes I wonder if there's something like that going on in Hollywood. This shit's just been going crazy for a long time. I mean, it's been crazy out there for a long time. It's just now that all this stuff is coming to the surface.
Or.
Yeah.
The politicians are just using Hollywood because they can.
You know, someone actually, one of the people in our in the Facebook group, the Otherworldly Oracle Facebook group, messaged me and said, I'm glad you're going to talk about this. Can you mention that there is part of the budget that goes towards the filming industry? And I was like, I didn't know that. What? Now, huh?
What?
Yeah. The government, there's politicians that budget towards the filming industry. Now, I will say this. I did try to look that up and I could not find any solid evidence behind that. So if anyone, you know, if you do go look that up and you actually find some kind of real connection, I would love to see that. But it is interesting to think about and opens up a whole new can of worms, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. That's pretty much all I have to say on this. I mean, this is a really robust topic and I could sit here and probably gossip about this stuff for a while, but I won't. That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah. But I mean, if you watch any of the documentaries on like Weinstein, for example, you find out that the elite are involved. And when I say elite, I'm talking royalty. I'm talking politicians.
Yes.
I'm talking the top of the top, right? And so that's why I said what I said. Like, perhaps Hollywood is being used by those in the elite ring of society to usher in things that they otherwise wouldn't get away with.
True.
Wouldn't be able to do.
True. I mean, talking about Epstein with his private island, right?
Yeah.
And all the high up people that went over there.
Mm.
including royalty and presidents and, right?
Right.
And we're supposed to believe that they were over there, I don't know, just chilling on the beach, like drinking a Mai Tai, behaving themselves, you know?
The part that cracks me up about all that is supposedly Stephen Hawking was over there.
Oh yeah.
I can't with that one. I'm just like, really? Like, oh man.
Listen, this isn't going to be a popular opinion, but some of the like things that he would say was a bit dickish back in the day. But anyway, I know what you're going to say. I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. How?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like,
don't know.
Okay.
Don't know. I don't want to know.
Oh, God.
Boy. Yeah.
I think I need a shower and bleach after this episode.
For sure. Oh, and you know what else? My husband pointed this out to me, and it is actually true. Before Epstein was arrested, got caught, whatever, before that whole private island was raided and all that, he had a freaking concrete truck or cement truck or whatever come in there, and he spent $50,000 on concrete. And no one knows, like, what that's covering up. $50,000 worth of concrete. Think about that.
Well, maybe his island was a dumping ground for the mafia. I don't know.
I mean, that's what I was thinking, was bodies or something. Like, what? I don't even know. It's crazy. Okay. Yeah, definitely need a shower.
In bleach.
In bleach. All right. I'm laughing. It's really not funny, though. It's terrible. And I don't know what to think about it, other than I would never let my children be child stars in Hollywood.
Or stars, period.
Well, yeah. I would advise against that, but.
Yeah.
What do you think? Shall we wrap it up?
Sure.
All right. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to rate and review our podcast on your podcast app. It helps us become more visible to other oracles worldwide. Tune in next week for another exciting episode. And remember, whether you're in the land of the Fae or the land of the ancestors, stay otherworldly.